you know, a lot of people are putting the Badgers not only into the Big Ten title possibilities, but there's even some talk of national championship game. Is that a possibility for this football team?
I think too many other things have to happen. There's so many variables to get to a championship game, a national championship game. I'm more curious about if they can get to the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. So I don't think it's going to be easy. I believe that the first hurdle will be the Nebraska game here at home. I mean, there's going to be a certain amount of pressure on either one of those teams that loses or comes out of that game as the loser, despite the fact that it's a game outside the division and it has a different bearing on the standings this year than it did in the past. But also those back-to-back road games, I just know how tough it is to win at Michigan State, especially having seen the Badger teams that I've seen, really good ones, struggle in East Lansing. And I just think Ohio State will have all sorts of incentive. Obvious incentive to beat Wisconsin and Columbus. That's a little scary back-to-back action right there. I think they're going to be a good football team. They might be as good or better than last year's football team, but it's possible. I know it's cliche that the record might not reflect it.
You have covered this football team for a long time, and has the excitement level with Russell Wilson. Do you recall it ever being more than what it is right now?
It was pretty high coming off the Rose Bowls, the back-to-back Rose Bowls. It didn't last very long. It was the Shoebox in 2000. But no, I think Russell Wilson has been the X factor in all of this. Badger fans were excited, and rightly so, coming off the Rose Bowl, but that was a Rose Bowl loss. And it's a little bit different. It impacts people differently when you're trying to explain a loss to TCU than those wins over those other teams. But with the addition of Russell Wilson, I think it's just elevated the expectations of everybody in this community, in the state of Wisconsin, and probably rightly so, because it's not very often that a three-year starter at quarterback falls out of the sky into your lap when you have a lot of unanswered questions at that position, the quarterback position.
Wide receiver seems to be fairly thin. Are there players there that we don't know about, or is that going to be an interesting storyline as the season plays on?
Well, there's a big if. If Nick Toon stays healthy, I think they'll be okay. Nick Toon's as good a receiver as there is in the Big Ten. Jared Apodaca has really taken over as that number two, and is quite dangerous in his own right. Now, identifying the third receiver in the rotation is a little bit more problematic. Eventually, it could be Vanessa Gardner, who's not going to play in the opener. But I know that a couple of freshmen are going to get a look. And the one first-year player that they're very, very high on is Fred Willis, Jr., because he definitely looks the part and he can run. And he might be as fast as anyone on the team. So he gives them a little bit of an ability to stretch a defense in certain situations. But that's going to be a project with both the freshmen, probably especially with Willis. I think they'll be okay there simply because of the way – Paul Chris calls a game, and his liberal use of tight ends, and they've got two running backs who can catch the ball, at least two, in White and Ball, and Brady Ewing, the fullback, is also a reliable receiver. There are a lot of options there is what I'm saying. So while they may not be as deep on paper in the rotation, the wide receiver rotation, I think they're going to be fine as long as Nick Toon is available. Because he's the key.
Badgers certainly lost some very good offensive linemen, and yet there's a lot still in the stable returning. How good is this group expected to be this year?
They need to play together. There's been a lack of continuity in training camp. Kevin Zeitler was sidelined for a couple of weeks, and that took away from the unit gaining some consistency and cohesiveness. But I like this group. I think Peter Kahn's is as good a center as there is in college football, and I think all the pro scouts who have already evaluated Kahn's would confirm that. Ricky Wagner making the transition from the right tackle to the left tackle should be fine. Josh Oglesby has struggled in camp at times, just recovering from surgery. He's had six knee surgeries. My goodness. Can he hold on to that position for the entire season? Don't know. Rob Havenstein has a great deal of upside, but he was battling an injury in camp as well. Zeitler at right guard, Travis Frederick at left guard, who was redshirted last year and played as a true freshman, should be solid enough. And they've got a third guard in Ryan Groy. So I think this offensive line will live up to its expectations once they play a few games and develop their own identity.
All right, now on the defensive side of the ball, no J.J. Watt. Borland's back, Taylor's back. How good will this Badger defense be?
It'll be as good as those two linebackers are, and that means that they have to play together, and they can't afford injuries to either Taylor or Borland. The front four should be very good, maybe not have the impact player, you know, along the lines of a J.J. Watt, but more depth than they've had here in years. So they should be able to use seven players, maybe eight, keep everybody fresh. They won't need anybody to play extraordinary number of snaps as long as they're all productive. The secondary, I have some questions about, though there's some seniors back there. I think Aaron Henry's fine as a free safety. Johnson should be okay at strong. They just don't have enough corners, I think, in this league to make me feel comfortable yet. Fennellis is a Big Ten cornerback. I'm not sure they have anybody else yet in that category.